Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Good morning. Welcome to the David Bellavia Show. I am your segment host, Joe Beamer. This is Season 1, Episode 1, Hour 1. We have an incredible 3 hours in store for you today. In this hour, we will introduce our new show, give our respects to the great Sandy Beach, and take your calls, 803-0930. Hour 2, Mayor Byron Brown will join us. You don't want to miss David and the Mayor. But right now, here he is, David Bellavia.
What do you think of that? You want to keep that as an opening? I like it. I like the applause, too. Can we make that louder next time? Can we get the applause to chant like it's a Fox News baseball game? That'd be a lot of fun. This is about as fake as Aaron Judge's home run yesterday. That's how many people were applauding that in real time. Yeah, it's the big show. We're here. There's a lot to talk about. We're doing things differently. The intro's different. The way we're using Joe Beamer is going to be different. Tony Caligiuri, executive producing, running around, getting our guests. We're going to have live interviews. We're going to have live music. We're going to have cooking. We're going to actually try to destroy Entercom's insurance policy. That's what we're looking to do. Live animals, food, open fires. That's what we're up to. Tony Caligiuri, thank you so much for making time out of your day to be here.
Good morning, David.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. And first and foremost, everyone's paid their respects. And I have to say that as a young man listening to Sandy Beach on FM and AM, they're truly, if there is a Mount Rushmore in Buffalo broadcasting, not only is Sandy Beach on it, but Sandy Beach has done more in any one field than anyone living in Buffalo. The man was a program manager. The man did sales. He did administration. He was a DJ. He became a talk show host at a time in people's lives. I mean, you get laid off from your job in your 50s. What do you do? What do you do in your 60s? That's a tough decision. People have to mix things up. Sandy Beach did it. He dominated it. But the one thing, the one takeaway about who I never had the relationship that Tony had, or even Joe had with Sandy Beach. We didn't text, we didn't hang out. I want to play you some audio of Sandy Beach at the end of his career. And I want you to understand this guy has been doing radio for 60 years. He's in three halls of fame, and this is how he signs off.
I love all the guys. I really do. And I want you to take care of them for me. I can't do that anymore, but I want you to do it. I know I could count on you. Take care of my guys, Joe and Tony Caligiuri. They're great guys to work with. I couldn't have done it without them.
Okay. Now, that was obviously very emotional, but I just want to get into the psychology of what that tells you about a man, a man who has every right to lay out Intercom employees and walk on their back as he gets into his Rolls Royce and drives into retirement. The amount of money that Sandy Beach has made his bosses is in the tens of millions. The guy is a legend in three halls of fame. And the last thing out of his mouth is, take care of my people. That is one of the coolest things in the world. I know Sandy Beach had flat feet, but that is a type of man you go to war with. That is the type of man that will always be honorable and show fidelity. And I have never, I rarely see that in civilian life. But the fact that he, and it was kind of weird because it was like he was talking to me. He's like, you take care of him. Tony, when you heard that, you've known Sandy Beach for how many years?
I was his producer for the last 23 years. That was the second stint. But I also worked with Sandy when he first dipped his toes into talk, when he and Dave May and I believe Kevin Keenan did a 1 or 2 hour thing. So Sandy would get off the air at 102, his morning show there with Rob Lucas, and then he would cross the hallway to BEN. This is when we were on Elmwood. So when I first started in 1992, I got to do a stint with him there. And then obviously when he returned in 97, I had been his producer the whole time.
How many years is that?
I think it's probably 23, maybe 23 and a half years with both stints together.
Let's try that again. Hey, Tony, how long have you known Sandy Beach?
23 and a half years.
There we go. That is what we are doing on the new show. We're truncating. Tony, 23 years. This guy is, I know you love him. I know you love him. I see it in your face. I know your relationship with him. I know you better than I know Sandy, quite frankly. Right?
Right.
This guy is saying, take care of Tony, as he's leaving out the door. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Were you expecting that?
Blown away. But that's then again, beautiful. I was crying my eyes out. Yeah.
What age did that start, by the way?
I don't know.
What age when you saw, because there's a point in a man's life where you don't cry for anything. And then all of a sudden, we hit an age where it's like, these Hallmark movies are made by the Chinese government in an effort to make us all look horrible. What is that, 42?
I don't know. I'm Italian. I've been crying all my life.
There you go.
We
Joe,
get emotional.
Joe, give me your memory, Sandy, that you want to share.
Well, you know, I've worked with the guy for 10 years. I was on the show for 3 years. And my memory, what I'll remember Sandy for, is he got me into the studio. I mean, Sandy's the one who talked me up and said, this guy, you should put him on the air. And next thing you know, I was doing town halls with David Bellavia.
Well, you know, we never judged him for his talent search. But now, if you look at, honestly, Joe, he did say that about you. And I feel, I think you're brilliant and I support you. And I'm going to tell you, when you have someone that can take, especially at his stage of his career, and basically say, here's the torch, I'm passing it on to you. That's a really cool thing for any person to do. But the fact that it was Sandy Beach, it's great. We do a very poor job in our country of professional goaltending, where we keep in our jobs long enough because it's all about us. We want to make more money. We want to stay relevant. But when you have someone that's willing to give back and mentor, it speaks volumes. Tony, what do we have, like a, with SpaceX landing on our heads over here? Do you hear that?
Landscapers are busy.
That is horrible. I mean, seriously, nothing but risk. We got to get a Facebook page and our lawn cut before the
soundproof
next
windows.
Seriously, I'm literally feel like I'm in that. Remember when Will Ferrell is in that? What's that movie where he the Land Before?
I thought
Land
it was
of the Lost, right?
Okay, I was thinking I Legend.
Wow. So Tony, you've known Sandy longer than anyone. And it was a totally different experience for you. I could see it and hear it in your voice. What is your Sandy Beach memory?
Well, I mean, many memories being with him so long. The funny things that we would say during the breaks. If people only could hear what we did during the breaks, one probably would have lost our license. But we had so much fun laughing throughout the years. And, of course, talking cars. That was one of my favorite things. Get to the break, we're talking. Joe could testify to that. You know, hey, Sandy, what do you think about this? Or he'll start teasing me that he's looking for a vehicle and I got to guess what he's looking at. So those are some of the memories that were a lot of fun.
I really respect him. I respect you. The last thing he said was take care of my guys. Well, Sandy, Joe, as long as I'm here, you're here.
Oh, thanks, David.
And Tony, you're fired. I can't. Clean out your stuff. I'm not kidding. Security, get him.
Do I have to hand in my playbook?
Absolutely. You're two steps out the door. No, Tony, you're a really good man, and I really give you a lot of credit for everything you do behind the scenes, and you're very much valued and appreciated. Thank you for
doing this
with me, because you could have all rolled out too. And you stuck around, and I really appreciate both of you. So thank you very much. I want to talk about this new show, and I want to bring both of you guys in to talk. You heard what Joel's role is going to be. We've got new technology on this program, and it's going to be a slow crescendo as we grow this thing out. But in the next few months, this radio program will be on WBN.com. You'll see the video side of that. That opens up the door, of course, for new sponsors. We want to talk about our old sponsors, the relationship that we have with our sponsors. You are able to listen to programming for free because companies come in and they advertise. And that's the only reason why we're here. And if I have a sponsor, it's because I have a personal relationship with these people. I very much value them. They're friends of mine. Not only do I use their products, they're people I count on. And so I'm not just going to sponsor anyone. And because of that, sponsors on this program, we have a completely different relationship. I will call them on the phone. You'll hear from them. My friends, you'll hear from. And some of my friends are liberals. I hang out with liberals, and I'm fascinated by the way they think, and we can respect each other. We're going to have guests on this program that disagree, and that is fantastic, because what we have right now in our culture is we have a huge chasm between left and right. And I'm trying to remind everyone that there is a very real threat on the horizon, a very real threat in China. What's happening in the South China Sea, what's happening with intellectual property and trade, we need Democrats in the trench. We need Black Lives Matter and Antifa in our lives. And you need us. You need conservatives. You need people going to church. You need people working jobs. We're all in this together. This is one country, and Buffalo is going to lead the way. We're going to lead the way. We can disagree passionately. Passionately. And you're going to hear it. We're going to interview Byron Brown, mayor of the city of Buffalo, here at 10 o'clock. He's going to come. He's our first guest. We're going to ask him questions that we think are good questions, but it's going to be respectful because this is the mayor of my city and I love Buffalo. And we're not here to ambush anyone. We're not here to show you a point of view. This is what we're doing. Lots of games. Joe Beamer, we're going to have games. We're going to be giving away things as soon as Entercom lets us give away things. But here's the big one. We have a direct message feature on this. There it is. That is the music we're going to use. We're going to have games all the time. We've got a direct message feature, Joe. I don't know if you want to explain that, Joe or Tony, but if you don't want to wait on hold at 803-0930, you don't have to, because coming up, not now, but in a few weeks, we're going to have what?
What you're going to do is, say you don't want to sit on hold and you don't like to text. We see a lot of people don't like to text. So what you'll do is you'll call, you'll leave a message, and then Tony will make sure that it's appropriate to air on the station, and we will air your message so you don't have to sit on hold, so you don't have to go on the text board.
And so we can play your calls at our leisure, right? And we can hear everything you have to say, but we get to edit it, quite frankly. And some of you really need editing. I hate to say it. And the serial callers, we want more different points of view, and we will only take callers when we want to take calls. If we want to talk about something, if we think that we're going to do something entertaining, we're going to continue to do it because we're running the show and we're the ones that are going to get fired if it's not successful. So we are going to start the first real segment here coming up. And we'll take a break after that.
It is the David Bellavia Show. Joe Beamer, Tony Caligiuri, David Bellavia with you. And David, before the show, we were talking about accents and how people, you know, they may be from Buffalo and everyone knows the Buffalo accent, but they move somewhere else. And within a month, they have that accent.
Wait, it's ridiculous. It's the most one. Listen. We're all Buffalo, one Buffalo. It's no secret that people are leaving Buffalo to go to Virginia, Florida, North Carolina. We've been hemorrhaging people. We're losing two congressmen every 10 years in New York State. You know, the governor says it's our climate. In 2017, we realized it's cold in January in Buffalo. People now leaving. Obviously, it's the economy. It's jobs. People aren't leaving Virginia to live in a tent. They're leaving Virginia to get a good job, a better job. But these folks, you're still your friends. They're still your family. And you pick up the phone. You've been there for 30 days. Maybe it's college. You've been there for 30 days and you're saying y'all? Shut up. You grew up in West Seneca. You've never said y'all in your life. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. So, Tony, we set up an example of how this can happen where you go to an area for a very short period of time and you absolutely develop the accent within 30 days. That's what we're talking about. If you have friends that have done that, it's the most annoying thing in the world. Tony, we've got, what is it, Madonna?
Yeah.
So Madonna marries, she's an American.
Married Guy Ritchie.
Who happens to be British.
British, right.
So because she's married to Guy Ritchie, we're going to play audio where you can see her actually develop a British accent. And this is 2 months after marrying Guy Ritchie. Here's Madonna as a normal American pop star.
Thank you for acknowledging my ability to continue my career.
Okay, she's from Michigan. That's a Michigan accent. She's an American with a Michigan accent. She marries a British filmmaker, and this is Madonna.
I think that it's not just Americans that are obsessed and consumed with being famous and looking beautiful.
That's not, what you don't do that. That's impossible. Bo Bergdahl was held in captivity for 7 years. You don't change the way you talk. It's ridiculous. That was 2 months after being married to someone.
And that sounds really fake.
Of course, it is fake.
It sounds really, like, my dad has lived here for 30 years, and he still has a southern twang when he talks. He's been in Western New York for over 30 years.
But seriously, think about this. If you could, you know, people say, like, they get hit in the head and they learn a different language,
yeah.
Right? You notice that there's never a representative of that language there to correct what this new language is that you speak fluently because you tripped on a Dorito bag and flew down the stairs and now you speak Portuguese. You believe that? You believe that Madonna is now a member of the Royal Guard and she's now British. Joe, you identified audio where you could actually see the transformation in between dialogue. She's American and British in the same conversation. Listen to this.
Every once in a while, I'll be somewhere and someone, generally it's an older person.
What just happened? She said she wanted to be somewhere. Like she's from the Midwest, about to eat some chili, right? Somewhere. And then she automatically turns into Mary Poppins. Play it again. This is crazy.
Every once in a while, I'll be somewhere and someone, generally it's an older person.
That doesn't happen. If it happened, it would be so confusing when you went on vacation. Because every time you would go somewhere, you would technically be with a Tennessee twang on your way back. And it's just not the way the brain works. It's not real. You're making up an accent. Now listen, everyone's going to say I'm talking about Texas Terry. Texas Terry has been in Texas for 10 years. What is the the question I'm asking, Tony, what is the statute of limitations? How long can you live in an area outside of Buffalo before you start talking like you're actually from that area outside of Buffalo? How long is it?
I don't know in years, but I could tell you my father came to this country in, I think, early 1950s. I wasn't quite born yet, but he lost his Italian accent.
We're going to talk about that. Joe Beamer, get us out of here.
Yeah, that was the first half of the first David Bellavia show. Hey, if you want to join us, 803-0930. We'll be talking about...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This and more. Welcome back to the David Bellavia Show. I am Joe Beamer. Talking accents. How long does it take until you get an accent? We see people go to Roanoke, Virginia for a weekend, and they come back with a southern accent. They might sound a little like this when they get back.
I like them French fried potatoes.
They were there for a weekend. So what are your examples? Get involved with the show, 803-0930. That is the phone number. That's also how you get on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And before I throw it back to David, that Madonna clip. So David yesterday said, find examples of Madonna speaking British and speaking normal. In this clip, I wasn't even looking. I put Madonna British, and what pops up? This one, we'll play it again, where she literally goes from Midwestern to British in an interview on the BBC.
Every once in a while, I'll be somewhere, and someone, generally it's an older person.
I really think Google was overhearing our conversation, David.
Someone just texted into this program, and I've got to read this aloud. Not defending Madonna at all. That's all in caps. And this is about to be a defense of Madonna. But some folks are like that with language. I was in Baton Rouge a weekend and I picked up the accent. No, you did not. That never happened. That has never happened ever. You don't go to a place on the weekend and start talking like them. And if you do, you need to have someone else in charge of your bank account. Because you are a very impressionable person. That's not supposed to happen. You can't show up to a place. I mean, first of all, if you're coming to Buffalo, guess what? We have our own accent. And when you meet people outside of Buffalo, they hear you. Some people think we're from Minnesota. I get that all the time. Are you from Minnesota? I'm like, go to Minnesota.
It's a heavy, if you have a heavy Buffalo accent, it's close to Minnesota. But if this person really thinks in a weekend they picked up the accent, listen to every hardline from the fall after a Virginia Tech home game. I believe I sounded the exact same.
No one does that. It's impossible. Tony, we have calls. Who's up first?
Let's say hello to Lou in Amherst.
Lou, go ahead, sir. Lou? His accent is horrible. I can't hear Lou. Let's go to who's up next?
Pendleton.
Kevin in Pendleton, sir. How are you?
Well, I hope I haven't lost my Kentucky accent since you guys know me.
Now, listen, Kevin, when you go home and you talk to people in English, they don't think that you have a different accent than other people that have that speak English? Of course you do. You have a Western New York accent.
I've started saying use folks or use people, you know, instead of saying you folks, you know, but even my wife tells my kid that sometimes I need an interpreter when I get angry or get excited.
You know, that's actually the second part of this entire segment. We're talking about, you know, people that move to a place and develop the accent of the place they're in within like months. There has to be at least, Kevin, what is the time it takes to develop a local accent when you're brand new and you just move?
It may take maybe within a year or something.
Do you believe that?
It totally depends where you come from, I guess.
But do you believe that you could go to Baton Rouge on the weekend and develop, and now you're Britney Spears as soon as you come back?
No.
I mean, come on. You're like, all of a sudden, you're Daisy Duke. You must have gone to Texas this weekend. Where did you go? You went to Alabama and you developed their accent? I mean, you would have to think they already hate people from the North, you know? And now it's just like we're making fun of them. If you started talking in a local accent in a weekend, I think people would think that you were, if someone from, you know, Baltimore comes to Buffalo and they leave and they say, you know, Chicktawaga, you'd be like, you're making fun of us.
Right, right, right.
It's crazy. Kevin, I appreciate your call. Who do we have up next? Back to Lou? Let's go to Lou.
Yeah, we're going to try Lou again.
Let's go to Lou. How you doing, Lou?
Geez, I thought I was going to have the honor of being on first, but...
Well, you were, Lou, you are the first caller. We just had a technical difficulty. Go ahead.
So we have talked many times when you were with Bowerly, and then you had your show from 12 to 3 for a while. And congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
And the thing is about accents, what is funny, I took a linguistics course when I was at Canisius, and they talked about Buffalo having very flat O's and flat A's in their accents, you know. And the funny story I have is when I had to go to a friend's wedding out in Long Island. This is like 40 years ago. And it was a small town, and they were short on bedrooms, on suites, you know, or rooms. And there were a bunch of guys, and we said, well, listen, do you have a cot we could have for one room? And she looks at me, and I said, what? I said, do you have a cot we could put in the room? You know, we wouldn't mind sharing a room like that. She goes, sir, I don't know what you're talking about, but we don't let animals in the room. She thought I was asking for a cat to go into
a cat? It doesn't make any sense.
I was saying cat.
Okay, so that's the thing. That's the segue, Lou, to the next part of this segment, which is what are the things that we say in Buffalo that only people in Buffalo say?
Is what?
Well, we get a lot of milks instead of milk. A lot of people in Western New York call it milk, like M-E-L-K, but it's M-I-L-K, right? How do you say that? What comes out of a cow? And I'm talking about what we drink at breakfast.
Milk.
Well, you were set up, Lou. You know what I mean? That's not a fair example. Let's go to, hey, Lou, I appreciate your call and always good to talk to you. But what are the things that we say? Okay, I'll tell you something right now that bothers me. Western New York saying that I only hear in Western New York. So don't I. I hear a lot of people that will say, you're going to the Bills game this weekend? Yeah, I love the Bills. So don't I. Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? There are a group of folks that have this thing downstate. People say they stand online. In Western New York, proper people say we stand in line. I am in line to get a ticket. You're not online. You're online to email your mom. You're not in, you know what I'm saying? But this was happening before the internet. People outside of Western New York say online. When they go in line.
Big New Jersey thing. Jim Florentine's one of my favorite comedians. And right. When he's talking about being online, I get confused.
But that's what he's talking about.
But he's talking about being in line.
See, but again, I think our way is proper.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
Well, in New Jersey, they call sauce gravy, and that drives me crazy.
That's just,
if you ever talked to an Italian from Italy that referred to sauce as gravy?
No, the Sopranos said it, and now everyone has to say it because Italians love to pretend that we're mobbed up.
Right.
Right? My chest.
Yeah.
It just happened. So it just shot me from a window. I don't know. Hey, let's go to Texas. Now, everyone texted me that I'm talking about Texas Terry. I love Texas Terry. And Texas Terry has lived in Texas for a very long time. Texas, how long have you lived in Texas?
Since 2007. So, yeah, 13 years.
13 years. What is the statute of limitation? When did you first develop your accent when you moved to Texas?
No, I think I always kind of had like some sort of accent, but more so what I picked up is like, fixing to, as opposed to I'm about to or something like that. And then, you know, everything down here is a Coke. So I don't call everything a Coke because I don't agree with that. But instead of saying pop, I now say.
Yeah, because you say like orange Coke. I'll have an orange Coke. Have you ever gone outside of Buffalo and asked for a Loganberry?
No.
They will think you're insane. Nobody knows what a Loganberry is.
I haven't seen it at all. I mean, but like, and I'm here. I do have a New York Yankees tattoo on my right arm. That's more so like a tribute to remember kind of that I do come from New York.
Right.
Don't forget my roots. But people will see that tattoo and they'll go, oh, you're a Yankees fan. And I'm like, nah, I'm from New York. And they're like, oh, yeah, I could totally hear that in your accent. And I'm like, what?
Right. You're getting the exact opposite when you talk to Buffalo people. Yeah. The exact opposite. You know, the other thing Southerners say all the time is like, I'll carry you to the mall. Or I'll carry you to the store, and you're like, "What? You'll give me a ride to the store? You'll give me a ride to the mall?"
I don't know if that's a Texas thing. I've never heard that one before, but there's so many different.
So, what are the Buffalo things you say that down in Texas people go crazy?
I don't know. Just randomly, people will be like, "Oh yeah, I could tell you're from New York." When I say, so they'll say that I say car like I'm from New York.
Car, yeah,
yeah.
I think the big one is pop, right? Buffalo people and Terry. Always good talking to you, Texas Terry, who we love on this program. We don't hate him. We're just he's been there for 13 years. I'm saying you move to a place and all of a sudden they're saying y'all. I'm like, you've been here for 2 weeks and you're saying y'all. And then it inevitably evolved into the things that only Buffalo people say. And I think the number one, if this was Family Feud, the number one answer would be pop.
Oh, here? Yeah.
We definitely say pop.
Let's go to Paul and Snyder, who's going to bring that exact thing up.
Paul and Snyder, what's on your mind, Paul?
Good morning, David. Joe and Tony.
Good morning, sir. Are you talking pop? Is that the number one answer?
Well, you know what? I just got to say, I got to confess, that kind of happens to me when I go out of town. I start picking up on the, the accents, you know, a little bit.
I need an example. Where were you and how did you sound?
It's mostly if I visit down south, I'll pick up a little bit of the southern type of drawl.
What is a word that you say that you notice that you have a southern drawl?
Well, y'all.
You say y'all when you're down there?
It starts to catch, yeah.
But what do you think that is? What is that in us? Is that just our wanting to belong so much that we want to sound like the people we're talking to? Do you think that that's what that is?
I think it is a little bit that, yeah.
Because you don't want to be, no one wants to be an outsider. We all want to be accepted. So we literally start to talk like the people, even though we don't do that.
Right. Well, you know what? When I was a kid, there was a family that lived next door to me from Pennsylvania, and they had, let's get in the car.
Right.
And and they say, what are you talking about?
Did you imagine someone saying that, though, the way he just said that?
You know what I mean?
When you say pop outside of Buffalo, because Michigan says pop, too.
Right. Okay. So I was 13 or 14 when these Pennsylvania friends of mine were here, and they changed over to a Buffalo accent, too, because then when we go down to McKeesport and visit their aunt, she'd be laughing her butt off, listening to us talk, you know, with the let's go in the car for a ride, you know, just our normal Buffalo talk.
There it is, Paul. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Gary St. Catharines. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yes, this is Gary in St. Clairville.
Oh, I'm sorry, St. Clairville. I apologize. Go ahead, St. Clairville, Gary.
Yes, I lived in Britain for 14 years. I went over there with the U.S. Navy. And then after I left the Navy, I just stayed and worked within the economy. I was in Scotland for about six of those 14. And it took a while for me to pick up the Scottish accent. Although I did pick up a lot of the Scottish terms and terminology, because in different parts of Scotland, they call things differently. I mean, in the Glasgow area, you want a buttered roll, you'll get a roll in butter.
Right.
Butter.
The literal.
For a buttered roll, they'll think you want a buttery.
Right.
Like a Danish.
Right. It's just like a roll in a glass of malted butter. Outstanding. Hey, keep Gary on. Gary, if you want to hold on, I want to talk to you more about the different accents and everything that that you picked up. We're going to take more calls, 803-0930. We're talking about how long it takes for a Buffalonian to go somewhere else and develop their accent, and how many of you are perpetrating just because you want to fit in, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just admit it, you're not becoming British like Madonna did when she married Guy Ritchie. We'll be back right after this quick break.
It is the David Bellavia Show. My name's Joe Beamer. We're talking about picking up accents after being in a place for over a week. Someone said they were in Baton Rouge for a weekend and picked up the accent. David said that never happened.
It never happens. And the other thing is the things that only Buffalonians say. Creek. Western New Yorkers say crick. I've heard crick a lot more than I've heard creek.
It bothers me when I hear crick. I don't know how EE is I.
Crick, roof instead of roof. Tony, food. What?
Heroes versus grinders versus submarines.
And then you've got the folks that are Italian, don't speak a lick of Italian at all. They go to the Olive Garden and think it's mama's pasta. Mm. Those Italians, diet Italians, and every time they get a chance to say ragotta, they go crazy all of a sudden. They order mozzarella on my cheese. Oh, shut up. Everyone says mozzarella. It's in mozzarella.
They call it ragot.
Ragot. Yeah, give me some
Shut
ragot.
Up. It's ricotta.
They watch Sopranos and now they're like capicola. It's capicola. I get a sandwich and stop.
Mozzarella. Right? No, it's mozzarella. I mean,
you couldn't even say Merry Christmas in Italian, and all of a sudden you're bon talking Natale. About ragot. Hey, Gary in St. Clairville, you lived in Britain, and you said that they were. It was more difficult to pick up the Scottish accent, right?
Yeah. Well. I could have picked it up a lot easier, but, you know, I just kind of resisted it because with being an American, I wanted to remain, unique and individual. But
that's what makes America great. No matter where we are, we're still Americans.
But you do have to pick up the colloquialism, excuse my tongue there, because different areas do talk about things in different ways. And I worked in the service industry where I was working on heavy equipment all over Britain. And, you know, you go from one area to another, you got to know how to talk to these people. Because what you just worked on 300 miles away is going to be something totally different where you're at today.
I can imagine. Gary, appreciate your call. Let's go to, what do we got? Ziggy.
We got Ziggy in Niagara Falls who wants to talk about Wrecking.
Wrecking, Ziggy. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Gay?
Great.
I went to Tennessee to be in my daughter's wedding over the winter before the coronavirus hit and whatnot, and I picked up the word reckon. You know, I reckon I can help you with that. And I mean, I didn't pick up an accent that I appreciate, you know, that I can tell, but I picked up the word reckon and I say it quite a bit.
Do you still say reckon?
It's just an oddity, I guess.
Now, that's the only thing that you picked up was reckon.
That's it.
Now, did you ever do the long form of reckon? Like this is never something you normally said. You went to Tennessee, and now you're like, I reckon I'll be home at 5.
I guess I just like the way it sounded.
But you admit that you stole it, though, right? It's not like it happened subconsciously, do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, do you honestly believe that you are powerless to stop, say, reckoning or reckon? Or is that something you choose to say because you think it's cool?
Of course. I can consciously.
Right. But these people that visit for the weekend and then they can't help but sound like Boss Hogg, it's ridiculous.
That I don't buy that.
It doesn't make any sense. Ziggy, great call. Appreciate you. Let's go to, who do we have? Art?
Art in Hamburg.
Art in Hamburg. What do you got?
The accents, the accents that I've ever came in, it was something even as far as Rochester, right? You go to Rochester. I went to Rochester to watch a high school basketball game in the playoffs. And I go to ask for a pop, like Pepsi. And the guy is looking at me like an alien from Mars. Like, do you want popcorn? We don't have it. I go, no, I don't want popcorn. And I was like 12.
They didn't know what pop was in Rochester. Gonna lose Art, but go ahead, Joe. Set up the next hour for us.
All right, that is history. The first hour of the David Bellavia Show. There it is. More to come. Coming up next, hour two, Mayor Byron Brown will be the first guest on the David Bellavia Show. He will be interviewed by David. By the way, the Twitter page is up at David WBEN. Follow us, interact with the show. 803-0930 gets you on the show, but now, time to get up to date.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.